Oh, Father, forgive me. I didn't realize we had a visitor today. I hope I didn't disturb you too much. Had I known there was a priest making the rounds, I would have found some place more solitary for my practice. Hmm? Oh, it's a new song, actually, written by our abbess. She writes beautiful songs, but they're a bit tricky to learn. I know I'm supposed to be in quiet contemplation right now, but if I'm to sing this for the community, I need to learn it well. And besides, Father, I've never been very good at quiet contemplation. Songs are the prayers I know best, and the ones I mean the most. Ever since I was a girl, I used to run up to the walls of the monastery to hear the brothers chanting. I'd try and imitate them as best I could. No, that's not why I joined here. You see, I'm my father's fifth daughter, and they didn't have money for another dowry. And, well, Father, I had a lover who, well, suffice it to say that I was caught, and my family sent me here to spare them the expense and trouble of fixing my reputation. The Abbey accepted me at a lower cost than a man would. Father, I'm greatly troubled. As we're alone in the sanctuary, will you hear my confession? Gratias ago tibi, Pater. It has been, well, to be honest, Father, I don't think I've ever made a true confession. So there's the first part of it. It's that I'm not sure I should be here. I'm not really unhappy. I've learned so much. I've learned how to read and write, to understand a page of chant, bits of Latin, but I'm lonely. I don't feel the same connection with God that my sisters do. When they're not set to song, the words of the prayers don't come easily to me. I don't have my sister's sense of peace or purpose. Mass doesn't fill me with joy. I'm not sure the feeling I get when I'm on my knees in the sanctuary is the same as what my sisters are feeling. Oh, Father, I miss being touched. There are nights when I can remember my lover's hands on my body so clearly that I burn with it. He would make me kneel before him in supplication too. And I remember that feeling when I kneel in prayer, waiting for him to strike me or caress me or make me take his manhood in my mouth. Is there a greater sacrilege than that, longing for the cruel touch of a man while my thoughts are supposed to be turned to God? And I... sometimes I touch myself at the memories, lying in my bed in the darkness of night, biting my lip and trying not to move, but just missing the feeling of skin against skin. I push myself until I can feel a fraction of the sweet release I remember. Oh, Father, I even think of the women sleeping next to me from time to time. I hope one of them might hear my torment and join me in my narrow bed, even just to feel another person's touch, a kiss on my cheek, or an embrace. I don't think God is enough for me, Father, and I don't know what to do. How do you bear it, the loneliness? Or are you one of those priests who employs a housekeeper? Adieu, for me, Pater. Help me be rid of these memories and find peace here in this simple life. Or make me your housekeeper. I would serve you well, I swear it. Father, why are you silent? Surely I've said something that merits punishment, or a reply at least. Or have I shocked you so much? Oh, forgive me, Father, please. I beg your mercy. What would you have me do in oblation, Father? Command me and I will obey. Just that? Light a candle and kneel in prayer. Yes, Father. Pater noster, qui es in celis, sanctificetur nomen tuum, adveniat regnum tuum, fiat voluntas tua. Father, my veil, you've pulled it off. Why do you wish me to disrobe for you? But continue the prayer? Non mea voluntas, sed tua fiat. Sic ut in cielo et in terra, panem nostrum quotidianum da nobis hodie, et demite nobis debita nostra, sic ut et nos dimittimus debitoribus nostris. Et ne nos inducas in tentationem, sed libera nos a malo. There, Father. Forgive the trembling in my voice. It's just, here I am, naked before you. This is my body, offered up to you. Would you see and hear more if I spread my knees for you, like this? Are you pleased? Shall I continue my penance like this, with my hands exploring my body, committing the same sins for which I beg mercy? Miserere mei, Deus, secundum magnam misericordiam tuam, et secundum multitudinem miserationem tuarum, dele iniquitatem meam. But what are you going to do with the candle? Ah! Oh, Father. It burns. Does that please you? Oh. Amplius lava me. Ab iniquitate mea. Et ha peccato meo. Munda me. Quoniam iniquitatem meam, ego cognosco, et peccatum meum, contra me semper. Is this pain to remind me of hell? Of my sins? Oh. Oh. Tibi sole peccavi, et malum corum te feci, ut justificeris in semonibus tuis, et vincas cum judicaris. Ah, oh, Father, was that the last of it? Or will you burn me more? Oh, asperges me, isopo et mundabor, lavabis me et supernivem delbabor. Oh, Father, as I am, on my knees for you, and as God has opened my lips, let me take your cock into my mouth. Domine, labia mea aperies, et os meum annunciabis laudem tuam. I can see that you want me. You imagine my warm lips wrapped around your body, and I need this, please. Take off your robe, loosen your cincture, and let me please you. Oh, thank you. Mm. I've missed this. How warm. A hard cock feels in my mouth. How it feels. To have hands entwined in my hair, forcing me. Taking my mouth. Claiming me. Use me, Father. Give yourself. Allow yourself to feel the pleasure you so desperately need. To feel pleasure for a reason. Don't deny us his gifts. Father, please. Oh, Father, please. Remember that desperation, the taste, the feeling of being used by a man. What would you have of me now? I'm still yours to punish and command on my knees for you. You could bind my hands with your cincture if you wanted. Tie them together to ensure I do as you wish. Or, oh, Father, or you could use the knotted end to whip me. Treat me like one of the flagellants who punish themselves before God. Would that form of penance please you, Father? I see your cock stirring again as I speak the words. so soon after you spilled your seed. Oh, God, forgive me. If mere pleasure is a sin in his eyes, I don't even know what these desires must be. To long to be whipped and tied, it must. Oh, Father, please. Please hurt me. I will be still here on my knees. Will you punish me for my sins? Thank you, Father. Quoniam si foluisse sacrificium de disum utiquel castis, non delectaberis. Sacrificium Deus spiritus contribulatus, cor contritum et humiliatum Deus non spernet. Let your pleasure be my sacrifice, Father, as well as my pain. Please, please take my body. Oh. Again. Oh, please, please just not in my womb. while I continue my discernment. Oh, and these marks you left. Oh, they will serve as fair reminders of my sin and wickedness. Leave me to clean this wax and myself and finish my practicing. Gracias, Anko Tibi, Pater. And safe travels back to the monastery. Sweet.